Good morning, H12 here on the Mighty 690. It is time for our chat with Charles Skank here on Ask the Experts. How are you doing this morning, Charles?
I'm doing well, James. Thank you.
Yeah, good to have you. So, what is our verse of the day?
It is Psalms chapter 139, verse 3 and 4. It says, "Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether." Psalm 139, verse 3 and 4.
All right. Well, thank you for that. So, Charles, how has your last week been?
It has been full.
Hey, well,
it has been very full.
Kind of a good problem to have, though, you know? It's good to get to talk to people. I'm sure you're helping all sorts of folks take a look at Medicare and everything.
Yeah, I'm not complaining. Yeah. I'm very thankful. Very thankful for our clients and the opportunity to help them.
Good. No, my week, it's been busy here, too, you know, driving to a few different meetings in the area, which was very interesting. I just actually got back last night from Fredonia, and they had a just kind of a public discussion on some, maybe the city getting advantage of a government plan for some solar panels, just to help them out with their electric bill maybe eventually and diversify that. So that's kind of cool.
Interesting.
So how about your weekend? What's shaping up? Anything exciting stick out?
Hopefully nothing.
right. We like us a nice quiet weekend.
Yeah hopefully it's low-key, but plan just to recharge and get ready for the next week.
Nice.
Yeah,
very good.
Yeah, and you?
Yeah, actually, my folks are going to be coming into town tomorrow just for the day. So,
well, that's nice.
Going to kind of do a little more exploring in the area. You know, I'm big. Our whole family's kind of big on day trips. You love just kind of a good old-fashioned Kansas day trip. You know, you
that's
get
great.
To see some sights, you know, maybe have lunch out and that sort of thing.
Oh, so, that's nice. Yeah. I enjoy that, too.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. Nothing real planned. We're just going to kind of take it as it comes. So I like to do that.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah. Well, you said you have a busy week, of course, as we are in the thick of open enrollment, which ends on the 7th. So, you know, we were talking a little bit off air. You said there's a couple different plans out there, a supplement plan and an advantage plan, right?
Yeah, there's two different roads that a person can go down with their Medicare. And the most traditional road that people are familiar with that's existed for basically since Medicare has existed, is Medicare, original Medicare, with a supplement. And when you're on original Medicare, Medicare covers approximately 80% of your bills, and then you can get a supplement that covers what Medicare leaves behind. And there's various supplements. There's really basically two or three that I really talk about that I recommend. And that's road number one. And that road has the most certainty, and it also has the most cost. You have a monthly premium that you pay regardless of your health, no matter how many bills or whatever you have that premium you're paying every month. And road number two is an advantage plan. And this is what you're seeing advertised on TV right now. And it is sometimes called a Medicare replacement plan. In other words, when you're on Medicare with a supplement, Medicare is primary. I compare it to a train. It's the engine, and the supplement is the caboose, right? On the Advantage plan, you're getting in a different engine, and the plan, the company, whether it's Humana, United Healthcare, WellCare, Aetna, etc., they become the engine, and they're sort of the all-in-one and one package that's offering your benefits.
So if I am someone who is needing to, you know, maybe either take a look at my Medicare, or maybe I'm going on Medicare, that sort of thing, and I'm coming in and I'm like, well, I do not know which one to choose, either the supplement or the Advantage plan. Are there some questions maybe you would ask me about, you know, to help me find the best plan, basically? What do you normally do when someone comes in like that?
Yeah. So one thing I ask people, and I don't know about you, James, but are you a full coverage, what they call full coverage with your car? Or are you a liability only?
I'm typically a liability only. You know, like for my car that I drive, that's liability. For my motorhome, which is more like a house, mm-hmm. I have a little more coverage on that. But that I treat that a little more like a house, because I have like more of a full-timer's package since I live in the motorhome. But yeah, for my car, typically I'm just liability.
Okay. That's not the complete way to determine how people should look at their plans.
Yeah, but that's a good kind of analogy, I feel like, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Medicare supplement road is typically for the people that want the most coverage, the most certainty.
Mm-hmm.
On the Medicare Advantage plan, you don't have that same certainty.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. So, no, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Medicare Advantage plans have a maximum out of pocket, typically around $3,500 to $4,000 a year. That is the maximum that you could pay. Now, if you have a good year, there's no additional premium. You're going to pay your Part B premium, but there's no additional premium to be on an Advantage plan. But you do have the possibility that you could have out-of-pocket expenses around $4,000. And that is there's some uncertainty there. There's another level of uncertainty with an Advantage plan in that they have networks. So if you have an employer plan where you're employed at, they have copays and networks. So you have so much for a doctor copay, so much for a specialist, so much for an ER copay, and so on. And an Advantage plan has the same thing. It has copays. And just like your employer plan has networks, this hospital's in network, this hospital's not in network, an Advantage plan has the same restriction. Although their networks tend to be better than most employer plan networks, they still have networks nonetheless. And so original Medicare is accepted by 97% of doctors and hospitals in the country. So you could be treated in Houston or New York or Florida or California, anywhere in between. If you're on original Medicare with a supplement, you're in network.
Okay. I was going to ask about that because, sometimes with just typical health insurance, that sort of thing, we do run into that in network and out of network thing. So that was one of my questions, is how often do you run into any issues with that?
Right.
Yeah.
On the Advantage plan road, you're going to have doctors that are in network, doctors that are out of network.
Mm-hmm.
And some people say, well, I'm happy to live with the constraints that has. I'm happy with that network. I'll make the adjustments that I need to be in network. Other people say, I don't want to have to be told that I am out of network. I want to have all of my options open in front of me and to be able to go wherever I need to go. Then you're more of a full coverage type of person. And so there's no right answer for everybody.
Yeah, no, that absolutely makes sense. And I think just comparing it with the cars really does kind of help. So say if I'm like, okay, I think I'm going to sign up for the Advantage plan. And then we get 6 months down the road and I'm like, hey, you know, I feel like I need a little more coverage. I'm struggling with some of these network issues or whatever. Do you have to wait until open enrollment again to switch over the supplement plan, or are there any band-aids you can kind of patch through in the meantime?
That's a good question. So when you are first new to Medicare and you get on an Advantage plan, you have a 6-month window where you can get on a Medicare supplement without any health questions.
Okay.
Now, one thing you need to realize is that Medicare supplements, original Medicare with a supplement, always involves underwriting or health questions after past 6 months new to Medicare. In the first 6 months, the Medicare supplement company has to accept you, no matter your health. But after 6 months, if you're new to Medicare at age 65 and you're 65 and 5 months, you can get on a Medicare supplement without any health questions. But after that 6th month, you're always going to have underwriting. And the underwriting questions aren't necessarily really hard, but, you know, an insurance company doesn't want to insure a burning building.
Sure.
Right. And so if you have ongoing health issues, recent heart attack, stroke, cancer occurrence, multiple stays in the hospital, different things like that. They're going to ask you questions, and that could keep you from going to a Medicare supplement.
Okay. And who asks these questions? Who asks these health questions?
I do.
Okay, you do.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Now, okay. There's no nurse come out.
Sure, it's not physical like
physical exam.
You know, yeah. Okay.
But if we have to be truthful, and if they find that you're not truthful later on,
yeah,
we don't. We always want to tell the truth.
Sure, of course.
And so, there's something called a trial right. A trial right means that if, let's say you're 70 years old and you've been on a supplement and you say, hey, I want to try the Advantage plan. Just give it a test drive. So Medicare has a rule called a trial right where you can test drive or try out the Medicare Advantage plan for 12 months. And you can go back to where you were, Medicare, with a supplement with no health questions in those 12 months.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now you can do that in month 3, month 11. Anytime, any one of those months, you can go back, get off the Advantage plan, and go back to your Medicare with a supplement. You have that trial right. Now, once you've been on the Advantage plan for 13 months, that trial right no longer exists. You've used it up. And so that's one way we've been able to help people recently. They're on an Advantage plan, and maybe their health is just enough where they can't get through underwriting on a supplement. And the supplement is costing them enough that they're really looking for some options. And so what I've told them is, hey, we can do a trial right on a Medicare Advantage plan. You can test drive it and see what you think. And within any time within those 12 months, you can go back without any health questions to your Medicare supplement that you were on.
Gotcha.
And they have to take you back.
Okay. Makes sense. Now, I did want to ask you, excuse me, Charles, about we've seen on TV different companies, kind of healthcare sharing companies, MediShare is one example. They're advertising right now saying that, in addition to Medicare, this this healthcare sharing plan can cover you for X, Y, and Z or whatever. Is there some value in that? Can you help kind of demystify that? Because it seems a little confusing if, these... Usually, you wouldn't think of adding these together. Have you had any experience with these companies?
You know, we have a very, very little experience. To me, there's not. I don't see a good fit for them in the Medicare world.
Mm-hmm.
I really don't. And we have a handful of people that are on that in that situation that are on that, but it's not something that I really recommend. Widely, it's third, fourth, fifth, back from the first, second, or third option that I would recommend.
Sure.
So there's so many ads on TV, and a couple of the highlights I want to point out is they'll talk about dental and vision being covered. And yes, they have coverage for dental and vision. The problem is the coverage is pretty thin. Right?
Like glasses. Maybe they might cover some...
Like $150 for glasses, $1,000 for dental. And sometimes it's a struggle to find a dentist that will accept it.
Mm.
So I tell people, don't come to the Advantage plan just for the dental and vision. You're going to be disappointed if that's your main motivation. Sometimes I compare it to like candy. It's like, oh, this looks really good, but
yeah.
It's not. Not a whole lot there.
Sure.
And so make sure you know what you're getting. Don't just get it for the dental and vision, because that can be like a lure that takes you in. Another thing is that they will advertise very heavily, unfortunately, that you're going to get so much off of your Part B. So Part B costs $170.10 this year. It's going to be $164.90 next year and for most people. And they will advertise, I got $2,000 back. And they're talking to a certain small segment of the population that lives in a zip code that has a give-back program.
Okay.
And we don't have that exact type of plan that has a give back program while keeping your drug plan, because Medicare Advantage plans includes a drug or prescription drugs with them. The ones that have a give back in our area do not include prescription drugs.
Okay.
So most people need the prescription drug coverage. And so it's really unfortunate. They'll say, call and see if your zip code qualifies.
Yeah.
And if you live in the middle of Kansas, in the middle of the U.S., there's almost a guarantee that you are going to be out of luck. And what they're doing is trying to get people on the phone.
Yeah.
And then the operator will look it up. Well, not your zip code, but guess what? We'll put you on something else. They're putting that information out there just to make their phone ring.
Yeah, it's kind of a come on sort of thing.
It is. Yeah. It is. And it sounds so authoritative and it sounds so real.
Yeah.
Then the next thing that they say is, I get a food card that has $2,000 on it, or
yeah, I've seen that.
Some kind of big draw. And those are only available for people that are on Medicare and Medicaid.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah. And the number of people that are on Medicare and Medicaid is a very low number of people. I don't know. It would be in the hundreds, maybe the high hundreds, maybe the thousands, but as far as the percentage of the population around here, it's very low.
Sure.
Most people are not going to qualify for that. And that's another thing that they try to put out there to make their phone ring. And it's really unfortunate. But I'm not saying that Advantage plans are bad. They have a little more uncertainty. And the certainty that they do offer is that they have a maximum out-of-pocket. Does that make sense?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Medicare by itself has a 20% gap. And that gap keeps going and going no matter, you know, what. Whereas the Advantage plan has a maximum out of pocket, usually around $4,000. So if you know that, hey, I cannot have a year that's worse than $4,000, that's some certainty there. But there is a cost there.
Sure. All right, well, Charles, how about we take a quick break, and we'll come back with more right after this on Ask the Experts here on the Mighty 690. All right, we're back here with Charles Skank here on Ask the Experts. And Charles, do you have any closing thoughts as we wrap up the program today?
It's a good idea, if you're considering an Advantage plan, to talk to your dentist, talk to your doctor, and we will help look them up and see if they're in network. But it's a good idea as well for you to call around and talk to your providers and make sure that the plan that you're considering will be accepted. And it's just a good idea to know what you're getting into before you make that commitment. We help people thoughtfully make that decision, not just jump for some shiny object that's being put out there on TV.
Oh, absolutely. And that is just a really great reminder, Charles. So if people need to make an appointment to take a look at their Medicare plan or anything else, where can we find you?
We're at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. Our phone number there is 620-331-8800, 620-331-8800. We also have a newsletter that goes out every month. You can text your name and email address, and we will get that sent out to you and then put you on the list for the next month as well. So we have offices in Coffeyville, Howard, and Sedan.
Okay. Well, Charles, I look forward to chatting again on Monday, and you have a great weekend.
Thank you, James.
All right. And we'll be right back and start Open Line right after this.